June the 21st, 2013. Wild weather. Wild weather hit Wellington last night with heavy rain and strong winds. Winds reaching 200 kilometres an hour caused a lot of damage. Winds lifted roofs off houses. Trees and power lines came down. About 30,000 homes lost their electricity. Huge waves broke seawalls and damaged houses near the sea. The airport was closed and some trains could not operate in and out of Wellington. There were no ferry sailings between Wellington and Picton. Meanwhile, in the South Island, snow closed roads in many inland places. All six mountain passes were closed for some time. The Lindis Pass and Burke's Pass between Fairlie and Queenstown are still closed 24 hours later, while chains are needed on other passes. Snow has caused problems for farmers trying to feed animals. They use a bulldozer to make a path where they drop hay for the animals. New Zealand farmers do not keep their animals in barns because snow is not usual. The 10-day Queenstown Winter Festival starts tonight. They have plenty of snow to celebrate the event, but the problem is that tourists can't get to Queenstown easily, with roads and airports closed. Today is also the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. Tomorrow, many people will celebrate by taking part in a polar plunge at some beaches, a quick dip in the sea, and maybe a hot toddy, an alcoholic drink, to warm up afterwards.